Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people.
Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Do you all have ears? Are we all still alive? I think so. If I click all the right buttons, we will continue. Yeah, we survived another fucking day. Good for us. Day, week, they all exist in a weird ephemeral state. Once again,
right?
Jared is not here. He's doing another illegal camping trip.
Yeah, he's off sinking into his drug addiction, the part of his life story arc, so he can come out of it in the end and write a book and get a multi-million-dollar movie deal.
Exactly. Once again, Gerard Butler starring. And you know what? As we record this, I realize we're probably going to run into the same problem that we did last week with your audio getting all tinny. I don't know what the hell happened. It's just, eh.
Yeah.
Let's just do it. Everybody's used to it by now. It's not like we're going to... And you know what the stupid thing is? Like, I worked with Jared last week, and we got his working, and now it sounds better than yours.
That figures.
Yeah. So I'll do everything I can for this one, but the mere fact that we can hear you is a miracle unto itself. You couldn't say that in 1994.
Yeah. I mean, even in 2004, you probably couldn't have said that.
Probably not, no. Podcasting was barely a word then. I think
it didn't...
It wasn't lexicon accepted until about 2006, I think.
It was still a fairly niche thing even then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And terrible news on that front, actually. Did you hear about Joe Rogan?
No, I don't really follow anything about him, quite frankly.
Neither do I, but it's a big move for him. He is a Spotify exclusive guy now.
Is he going off of YouTube?
Yep. Completely. Spotify
really?
Is going, yeah, he's going to record it on Spotify. It'll be hosted by Spotify. Spotify is going to have to figure out how to host video now.
I wonder how much money they're paying him for that, because for one reason or another, his episodes get 500,000 to like 4 million views, depending on who he's interviewing.
Wow.
That's an insane number of people that are watching stuff literally every day.
And I actually saw an interesting theory today that Joe Rogan is probably getting completely ripped off by Spotify. It was theorized that it's kind of the same thing that happens to farmers that happen to live on an oil field. They get like a $50,000 payout from the oil company, and they think they made it big, but they don't know that they're sitting on tens of millions of dollars, and then they're locked into that deal for the rest of their lives.
Did you just rewatch There Will Be Blood?
No, but that does happen there, doesn't it? How much money does that guy get?
I don't know, because it's set in the early 1900s. You should go rewatch it, though, because it's on Netflix now.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Maybe I will, because Daniel Day-Lewis gets super crazy in that. Not quite as crazy as Gangs of New York, but...
No, he's a more hyper-crazy in Gangs of New York. He's more controlled, menacing crazy in There Will Be Blood. I really need to rewatch it. I watched it one time, and it was on an iPad on an Amtrak.
Oh, God. No. David Lynch would slap you upside the head if he saw you doing that.
Well, I know, but that's the only time that I had a 3-hour block to sit down and watch the movie.
Don't let him make you feel bad. We watched an episode of Twin Peaks on a plane.
We did do that, yeah. Completely against David Lynch's wishes, I'm sure.
I mean, there's some things where you can watch and you're like, oh, wow, this is really good. I would like to rewatch this on a bigger screen or a better audio system or whatever to get the full enjoyment out of it. I don't think that takes away from the enjoyment of the first watch. It just reminds you that you can get a higher level of enjoyment doing it somewhere else. And honestly, I think saying, oh, it can only be watched in this way is kind of elitist gatekeeping, personally.
You still have pants on. Sorry, that was a weird comment.
I was going to say, how did you know?
She's pointing at my pants and noticing that they are on, which is unusual. Normally, I do this show
yeah,
in
Drew,
the nude.
You have pants on.
I only have one pair of shorts.
Whoa, you need to fix that.
Get some more shorts. The season approacheth.
It's I have my one pair of chubbies season. And that's it.
Bringing it back to There Will Be Blood, how long do you think it'll be until we get to drink Joe Rogan's milkshake?
I think Spotify already is.
Spotify's drinking the milkshake. I just, the milkshake, in my opinion, is like, it's like the sweet schadenfreude of people realizing, oh, your show wasn't actually that good to begin with. You were just trying to surround yourself with smart people and distract from the fact that you're like 5'6".
Well, I've heard, and I actually would probably agree with, the thing with Joe Rogan is he's not necessarily all that interesting of a person himself, but what he is sometimes good at doing, sometimes, is cultivating a conversation or getting these people who normally only be asked certain questions about certain things to talk about whatever. And I mean, there's something to that, to be able to, I mean, I know it's kind of a trope thing. It's a very famous thing of it, but how many other interviews has, for example, Elon Musk done where he sits down and smokes a joint and then just talks about how, you know, the internet and humanities is basically kind of a cybernetic hive mind?
Not many. And I think the weed may have been a big factor in that. I don't want to give Joe all of the credit, because
that he does create, he does cultivate an environment that allows a free range of discussion. And to his credit, he doesn't like pigeonhole himself into one certain type of people. He'll have people on the far left, the far right, somewhere in the middle, about any topic that you can think of, he'll have on his show. He doesn't really get picky and choosy based on whatever he necessarily agrees with.
Here's a cool a tell that I noticed with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Here's how you know when he has discovered that he's talking with someone that he knows that he can't have a real conversation with, or he thinks they're boring as fuck. He will start talking about MMA or hunting. If he starts about like gorillas ripping off people's arms and stuff, you know he's bored as hell and just needs to fill time.
I was going to say psychedelics or martial arts in general, but yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Because everything is psychedelics. All the little clips I've seen, and I've only watched a couple full episodes, but he talks about psychedelics a lot because I think he likes them quite a lot.
Life is a trip, man. And yeah.
Everything goes
here.
Back to psychedelics for him.
I think the DMT may have stunted his growth. He never thought about that.
Are you saying mentally or physically?
Yeah.
Speaking of,
but no, I mean,
did you see the Netflix documentary that came out?
Which one?
It's called Have a Good Trip.
There you go.
I saw it. I flew when I was slipping through. I didn't watch it. No,
watch it. It's good. It's worth
it. It's actually funny because I know one of Joe Rogan's things he's famous for, other than Fear Factor and his podcast, is doing like commentary on MMA and that kind of stuff, which leads me down this rabbit hole of, from what I've actually heard, I need to watch some of them to verify, but from what I've heard is wrestling documentaries are surprisingly, like, consistently good. Like, WWE wrestling documentaries, like Beyond the Mat, or there's one about Andre the Giant, which apparently is really sad, but really good.
Are we talking real wrestling or John Cena wrestling?
Like, WWE, WWF, before they rebranded, whatever.
Okay.
And apparently they're actually...
Is that real wrestling?
No.
I mean, what is real wrestling? Is real wrestling...
Like high school wrestling, I think?
Yeah, no, it's not that.
It's not high school wrestling. But the thing about WWE and WWF wrestling is that you go into it knowing that it's not really real wrestling. They're not, like, trying to defeat each other, but there is a carefully crafted story that's been pushed along over the years.
Amount
There's
of
so much lore behind
they have to
it
get the
I know
razzle.
And it goes on for years about the lore building, and like the level of like complexity to the stories are actually surprisingly impressive if you read some of them. I'm not gonna recite them off the top of my head because I don't know any of them, and I have never watched any sort of wrestling like that in my life, but it's almost kind of like
talking
if you were
about something we've never watched.
That's what we fucking do here.
Yeah, right? We talked completely out of our ass, probably because I almost watched Beyond the Mat last night, and I got thinking about it. But, yeah, no, I mean, the amount of world building that they do in their little telecine, it's basically like trailer trash Broadway. You know, it's people go in there knowing it's not real. It's all fake. It's all this big production that's meant to entertain you, but there's still a story that's being told.
You're absolutely right about that description. That makes a ton of sense. And I always forget that Andre the Giant was involved with that crowd. I would have thought.
Yeah, I think that's how he got famous. Same with The Rock and a bunch of other guys.
They just needed an obscenely big guy. And I really like that guy because he's in The Princess Bride. I know he had, what was it? The whole reason he was that big in the first place, I think, was just like a haywire pituitary gland.
Yeah, he had like giantism or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Elephantitis. No, that's probably not it.
I don't think that's it.
No. Elephantitis is real.
Yes.
But that, I think that only is affecting specific body parts, not the entire body. Let's learn about elephantitis.
I didn't realize he was French.
Is he a French guy?
Yeah, he was French. Yeah, he did have gigantism.
Gigantism.
Which is, yeah,
okay.
Caused by an excess growth hormone. So, yeah, he was huge. Wasn't very old, though, when he died. Died in 93.
Oh, it's not even...
He was 46.
It's not even called elephantitis. It's elephantiasis. So, well...
Is that the elephant man had?
I think so, yeah. Okay. I got my elephantitis word from the Breakfast Club, so I guess I should know better than for Judd Nelson to relay medical information to me when he's referring to testicles.
Fair enough.
That's my mistake. Now I've learned, and we move on. See, don't be afraid to admit that you're wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. I've recorded myself being wrong so many times. And everyone thinks that's, like, the worst thing that you can do. No, it's just, it's a learning process. You can listen back to it later and go, yeah, what I said was, it's pretty silly.
Like the first one you did for my show?
Oh, yes.
Which you hate?
I will never live that down.
Hey, you started talking about it.
Not about this specific instance where we get to dig up my mistakes.
I'm not digging up your mistakes.
The most mature thing any person can do is admit that they were wrong at some point and learn
something
from it.
It's so funny. Because, like, now you would never do that.
And I fully admit that I did pronounce your name wrong in that show. Because I met you, what, like, twice?
Yeah.
Before...
It's not even...
Before you handed the reins to me...
Maybe three times. I think at least I trust you to do my show for a bit.
You were very trusting back in the day.
Yeah, not anymore.
No. Like, shit, I wouldn't... It actually would not have been technically possible for me to pass this show on to someone else temporarily. Not unless they were willing to sit down with me for at least 10 minutes to learn how to run the buttons.
I don't.
That is a rough proposition. We do it for an hour.
Yeah, I would say an hour at least.
It's an hour-long session. I get paid $20 for that hour. You have to pay me to do my show. That's how
right,
much
but you have
a
4-hour minimum, even though it only takes an hour.
That's lawyer prices.
Right? I mean, that's consultation in general, right?
I should be charging $300 an hour, goddamn. God, lawyers make too much fucking money. Jesus Christ.
Agreed.
Can we take some of that money and use it for fun? See, if you say fun and you write that on your taxes, you don't really have to tell them what you use it for.
I mean, it depends on how far into the legal versus not legal spectrum you want to dip into, whether or not we can take some of that money.
Yeah, it depends on is it a regular fun or is it fun in italics?
Fun.
Oh, I meant like just the acquisition of the money, not necessarily the fun in getting the money.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. Maybe you can just pretend to be a lawyer. And has a lawyer ever sued another lawyer?
I'm sure.
Are you kidding me? Of course.
isn't that what happens anytime that there's a lawsuit is basically one lawyer is... arguing with another lawyer over who gets what, how much money?
No, they're arguing on behalf of their clients who want money.
Of which they get a 20% cut of whatever their client gets as a settlement.
That's true, but that's not the lawyer filing a lawsuit. I want That's a true. Lawyer to file a lawsuit against another lawyer and represent themselves.
That would be really
Both of them need to represent themselves.
Exactly. Do you have any idea how funny that would be? It wouldn't even matter what it's for. It's just like there would be whole pieces of civil procedure that they could just skip. They'd finish the whole thing in like a day. You know how courts usually take like years and shit to do?
Because they take an hour and a half lunch and they're out by 3 and they start at 10. So,
man, those are good hours.
Right?
Ooh.
Or what would actually be kind of funny, this would have to be a TV show or something like that, is two lawyers are suing each other, but they hire each other to represent them.
What the hell?
So they're trying to be really shitty at their own job.
Right. Intentional in order to fuck each other over, but then at the same time, they both want to win, or in the same time, they don't want to win, and they hate working with each other, but they have to. This would be just this random... Like, it'd be overly convoluted and complicated, but I think it could be hilarious if you had the right writers.
I'm picturing Saul Goodman versus Barry Zuckerkorn.
Yeah?
Although, that wouldn't exactly be a good pairing, because Saul's actually, like, a decent lawyer.
Yeah, Saul's
right?
actually pretty good, because he has no scruples. There's no line that he's like, oh, I can't cross that line, that would be immoral.
Yeah, that's true. Technically, Barry also has that same thing, but he just can't seem to apply that to actual law processing. He doesn't fucking read anything. That's it. Here's the thing. If you're a lawyer and you don't read things, I'm gonna
have a bad time.
I'm gonna ask you, okay, if I ever have to hire a lawyer, I'll be like, hey, what book you reading right now? And if you say you're not reading a book, I'm firing you, man. That's no good.
Yeah, that's fair.
It means you don't read, so you must leave. Does that rhyme? That barely rhymes. That doesn't work.
Also, then you can judge their character based on the books that they choose.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, I'm reading the new Hunger Games book. Get out.
Jesus Christ, a lawyer reading Hunger Games? No, the bar, you gotta, the bar, get it? Huh. Raise it higher than that, please. You gotta be reading something like 500 plus pages. And you probably shouldn't even be able to find it in a high school library.
Yeah, no, probably. Although there's actually some pretty like high concept books that you can sometimes find in a high school library. They just never get checked out.
I've never seen a copy of War and Peace in a high school library.
No, but then again, it's hard to find a copy in like a Barnes and Noble either, quite frankly.
Yeah, because I mean, what is that? That's like a 1,400-page... Odyssey that you got to take yourself through, and it's really fucking sad from what I know.
Yeah, from what I've heard, it's sad, it's tragic. It's actually really good if you can trudge through the fact that it's written in like the 1870s or whatever, and it's 1400 pages. And Therese wants to say hi.
Hey, Therese.
Hi.
She didn't say hi.
Hey,
back
girl, hey.
Come on. Okay,
hey,
that's her.
She's trying to
get
in
on this if you want to.
Hello everyone.
Hey, what up, what up?
Sorry, I was putting the baby to sleep.
Nice.
Nice. For good this time, huh?
Well, not for good. But, you know.
For probably at least, like, 20 minutes.
Cool.
Hey, do what you can. Any bit of sleep you can squeeze out of that guy, that's a treasure.
Yeah. No, he's usually pretty good. He only wakes up usually, like, once.
How's his...
Oh, wow. Does he sleep through the night?
No, he usually wakes up sometime around 3-ish.
Oh, wow.
Midnight.
How's his teeth explosion going?
He's got 4 now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and there's a 5th one coming in.
Oh, geez. Nice. And he's gotten the last 3 in, like, the last week and a half.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
Fast and hard. He can't be happy, man.
No, not really.
What were you guys talking about? I didn't mean to just bust
in. Lawyers suing each other and then representing each other simultaneously.
Dude, I bet they get the biggest hard-on suing another lawyer. I mean...
Okay, yeah, that's another aspect you have to add. During the TV show, both lawyers are just... They got raging hard-ons the entire show.
How do you hide that?
You can't. You don't.
There's nothing you can do?
I don't think...
You have to stand funny.
Yeah.
You just have to, like, lean onto the table the entire time. like, Your Honor. Have your hand pound, keep pounding your hand on the table.
Yeah.
Nice. Can you imagine a lawyer doing his entire prosecution with both hands in his pockets?
I mean, yes, I can actually, but I think we're slowly morphing this into now some sort of a rom-com with two lawyers now, but.
Oh my gosh, that sounds great.
Will it be the first mainstream gay rom-com? Because so far I've been picturing both lawyers as dudes. So yeah, let's just roll with that.
I mean, is that sexist to think that lawyers have to be men?
You know, it's funny. I actually told Drew that if his mom wanted to, she would have made a really good lawyer.
She would have. She scares me.
And has no emotion. No.
Yeah.
You said it, not me.
Are we speaking of Drew's mom?
I hope so.
No, I'm serious.
I agree.
If properly trained, you gotta get the rules of civil procedure like early, because those are really easy to fuck up. Even in like small claims court, I've seen it happen. People get weird up there.
Yeah.
So do you watch Judge Judy? Because I grew up on that.
Nice.
Judge Judy's a good introduction. Maybe. Shit, if I had watched Judge Judy as a kid instead of Wheel of Fortune, where would I be?
My mom wouldn't let me watch that.
Wheel of Fortune?
No, Judge Judy.
Oh, why not? Because they were mean?
I don't know. She made me watch PBS. Like, if I was homesick for the day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's when people watch it.
PBS was definitely my thing, too.
Yeah.
We need, like, a Judge Dredd, but starring Judge Judy. And I can already think of the title. It's Judge Judy and Executioner.
She could be the judge in our rom-com.
There you go.
That's true, yeah. But she couldn't really play herself. Because really, what you see on Judge Judy is, I think we all know this, not a good representation of what happens in an actual court. So I do want it to
be Judge Judy.
I want it to be Judge Judy, but she's got to follow all the rules, man. She can't, let's see. She can't be her spunky judge self,
the character that she plays.
Unfortunately not. She can still like acknowledge that the situation is ridiculous, but she can't just resolve a court case in 10 minutes like it's daytime TV. No. The thing's got to play out. She's got to ignore the hard-ons, and she's got to make sure that case rides itself out to the end.
Dear God, why did I look at the...
What did
Judge
you look
Judy...
up? Please tell me.
What?
What did you look up? Please tell me.
Oh, Judge Judy. That show has been on since my sister was 3 months old.
Wow.
Fucking
It's been
Lord.
On since September of 96, continuously.
Whoa. That's crazy. And she's making bank, too. She might make more money than Joe Rogan.
Probably. I mean, it's a network television show for 25 years.
She's making more money because of interest.
Oh, actually, surprisingly, apparently this year is going to be her final year.
Whoa.
No, the last year of Judge Judy.
Okay, so the next time we get together, we got to watch one of the episodes.
I pulled up her Wikipedia page, and she stayed on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, which, oh, goodness. Probably because of CBS, too, isn't it? Anyways, she would finish up the series at the conclusion of the 2021 season, which would mark a 25-year run. So the one that starts up in September will be her last season.
Okay, so we'll watch two episodes. The first one, we'll be making up rules for a drinking game for the second one.
There you go.
And then
for the finale.
We'll spend the night.
Oh, and also apparently she's going to be launching a new series like the next year. So
nice. Is Tree still listening?
No, she went off. I'm tired of making. I'm sorry, I made the show more weird, so I'm going to go.
Oh, no, she didn't. I miss her.
She never makes it weird.
No.
It's only weird because you guys got to share a mic. That's the only problem. We can get you guys a second one if you want.
I only have one port.
Oh, yeah. And I
actually, which makes the question, can you put a headphone splitter on a headphone splitter?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Okay, I didn't know if it like was, you know, you take it from 50% capacity to 25% or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how these things work.
The quality might get degraded a little bit, but...
Okay.
You may not even notice.
Yeah, because I was wondering, is like, if I got like two, you know, cheap headphone splitters and then plug in the two mics to headphones and see if that would work. But honestly, it probably wouldn't be feasible because also with the baby potentially waking up whenever.
Yeah, that could be a problem. But as far as the cables that you're saying, actually, you couldn't just take plain headphone splitters and use it.
Okay.
You got to find one specific to mics. There's ones that,
ooh,
like for that port on the side of your laptop, it's got what is known as a TRRS connector. That just means tip, ring, ring, sleeve. So if you were to look inside that plug, it's got three contact points. One for left audio, one for right audio, and one for microphone.
Okay.
And there's special splitters for that will split one direction off into headphones and one into a mic one. Now, if you had one of those, you could take the headphone side and split that two ways, and maybe take the mic side and split it two ways, but you got to have that first special Y connector.
Okay. And just to be clear, was the person who came up with this acronym, the TTRS, like sexually repressed or something like that? Because that sounds like some sort of weird description of tip, ring, ring, sleeve. That sounds like something that you're describing something else.
Audio engineer by day, sexual education teacher by night.
I mean, yeah, why not? That's just who you'd want to describe sex ed to, right?
Very technical, dry definitions. And
no emotion.
The only emotion that they show is like they get slightly more sweaty at like the really good parts.
And they get annoyed when the VCR won't start playing or when the audio is like 25 milliseconds off.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and yeah, they're also
really
every
annoying.
Video that they play is on a CRT television on a giant black cart that if it fell over, it could kill like six children.
Probably. Yeah. And it's everything's plugged into an extension cord, which is on the cart, which then they need to find the power outlet, which is conveniently about a foot and a half past where the convenient place to place the TV is for the extension cord to reach. So
it's amazing everybody... how that works, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
So how did you guys get parking at Moulton Falls?
Oh, yeah, we tried to go. We couldn't.
Their parking lot was open. They had a spot up. We pulled in. They had like two spots open and we pulled into one.
Oh my god!
Two spots, okay. Because yeah, we got there and there were no spots
and like
both lots.
Negative spots.
Yeah,
all three.
Oh wow! No, we pulled in the first one and they had a spot open, and then as we were parking, there was somebody else who was getting in the car and leaving.
Wow!
You lucky bitch. We had to backtrack like 4 miles, and where did we go? Celia Falls.
Lucia
Falls, which actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of that good stuff up in that area.
How was the hike? Because we haven't gone on it yet.
It's pretty nice. I mean, it's once you pass the bridge and up to the other side of the river, it's completely flat and level and actually fairly well compacted down.
But there's
so it's
like
a nice, easy walk
to get to that point. Like
you basically kind of walk from the first parking lot, maybe quarter mile. It kind of dips up and down a little bit, and then you come up to a bridge that goes over the river. Bridge kind of dips back down. You go up a little bit. You're probably only going up and down maybe 200 feet in elevation.
Nice.
So it's not much. And
now,
then you just you go across.
I'm curious. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm stepping all over your thing. So
you're good.
I'm mostly curious about, we call it physical distancing around here because that's
mm-hmm.
correct. How easy is it to do that out there? And like, did you wear a mask on the trail or anything?
We didn't, but there's plenty of space. I mean, the trail's probably a good 8-10 feet wide. So it's pretty easy to stay on one side of the trail and the other people go on the other side of the trail and you walk past each other.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a little bit more than like a single traffic lane wide for a path.
Okay. Yeah. At Lucia Falls, it was definitely not that. There were points of the trail where it was probably not much more than 4 feet across. So you had to do awkward like deviations off the trail in order to let people pass by you.
Yeah.
And
you can't do that at Moulton. Moulton, if you go off the trail, it's pretty much like a 70 degree drop. So.
Woo.
And then the other side is a vertical sheer face, so there's not a whole lot of movement beyond the trail.
Here's the... It was nice at Lucia Falls, don't get me wrong.
You guys should go.
The people were a little dumb, and we had to work around that a little bit.
People
and we did
are.
See... We did see what we suspect to be a human shit on the trail.
Okay.
It was far too big to be a dog.
I've seen some pretty big dog shits, even out of Lucy.
So have I, but the fact that there were just so many people swarming there and not necessarily dogs, just, it invites the possibility even more. And the fact that the people swarming to these areas may not necessarily be of the highest caliber of intelligence just by the mere fact of going outside. Not that that discounts what we're doing, because we're taking proper precautions, but man,
right.
Some of the people that you see the things they do and you just gotta wonder, did you take a shit on the trail? I think you were the guy. That was you.
Yeah, there are some real stupid people, and some people get real big kicks out of some stupid stuff.
And I guess I made a really big, probably mostly a fashion faux pas more than anything of wearing
you
a tie-dye shirt
with
out there.
Polka dots?
Tie-dye shirt with heavy rainbow colors in the mix. But it's not like it was a big flag on my back that says, hello, I'm a giant gay. No, it's just a shirt that happens to have rainbow colors in it. I'm not trying to make it do anything. It's got black in it, for Pete's sake. And some guy drives by. I don't even know what the fuck he yells, but I assume he calls me a fag or something. That only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I feel like more people need to like go out and call out people for that kind of stuff, the more they're less secure about themselves and their own sexuality. They're like, I have to hate it. It's like the same people who don't like clean their butts when they're in the shower because they're afraid they might like it. So...
Yikes.
So it's people being insecure of themselves.
The real lesson here is, hey guys, wash your ass. Just
yes.
Do it. You won't catch
it's gross.
The gay. It's fine.
It's not weird to get in there and wipe a baby's butt. It's not weird to get in there and clean your own butt.
From here on out, if anybody yells at me through a window, it doesn't even matter what they say. I'm just going to wave back at him and just say, and a good day to you, sir. I don't care what the fuck you're saying, man.
You're like, oh, are you single?
Yeah, here's what I'll do. I'll stick my right leg out a little bit and just slowly start pulling out the pant leg.
There you
that?
Go. Yikes. There you go. You better if you're wearing shorts.
It's true, yeah. It's a bit more, it's less work to do, really. Oh, yeah. Hell, back in the 60s, guys never wore shorts.
No, not really. I mean, unless you were working like in your yard or on a farm or something like that, they didn't even wear jeans. Or your...
Yeah. What happened? There was a thump. Is there a murderer in your house?
Probably not. No, Therese brought the monitor up.
Okay. Woo, I'm glad there is no murderer.
She's coming back.
Yep, she's back.
I apologize for the audio malfunction.
I didn't hear an audio malfunction. I just thought I heard a murder, so everything's fine.
How did you like your hike at Moulton Falls?
Moulton Falls is beautiful. Except for we took Lucy this last time and she wasn't on a leash, which apparently you're not supposed to do.
Uh-oh.
Because this bitch, we were walking, and it's like a one-way, kind of a one-way trail. Like, you go out, and then you come back. So, we were passing this lady, and she has some little mutt mix, and she's like, can you leash your dog? And Lucy's just sniffing. Like, Lucy's literally doing nothing. And so, I'm like, yeah, come here, Lucy. And Lucy, like, comes over to me, and she's still sniffing. And we pass this lady, and she picks up her dog, and she has this, like, nasty, like, look on her face. And I just look at her. You know me. And as we walk by, she's like, thank you. And I didn't say anything, but looking back on it, I should have said, you're welcome, bitch. But
oh, my God.
I know. Like, why are people like that?
We all figure out what we want to say after it's done. I hate it.
It's so true.
Yeah, it's tough to keep all the things you want to say on the front of your head. It's a skill that you got to develop over time, and I'm not sure it'll...
I don't think it ever develops. I think everyone everywhere all the time are like, man, I wish I had said this.
I don't know. I just had some good ones back in the day. course, it was towards like people I knew and not strangers. So I think something about that comes into
play.
So
was she bitchy about it?
Yeah, because, you know, you're supposed to have your dog on a leash.
Oh.
Like, but have you met Lucy? Like, she doesn't really like being on a leash.
Yeah, I can't see her being a good leash dog.
But it's funny, because when she's off the leash, she's actually a better dog. Like, she's like, you
trust me, it's okay.
Yeah, literally. Like, she'll just run around, sniff things, like... When she's out in the wilderness, she's in her element. Like, she's sniffing squirrel trails. Like, she doesn't give a shit about Sarah, you know?
Are we assuming that's what that lady's name was?
Yeah, I couldn't decide if she was a Sarah or a Karen.
Oof.
I didn't know Sarahs were a brand of bitch that was
out
there.
It's kind of a new thing.
Oh, really? What's the meaning behind Sarah? What happened?
Okay, what name was it?
Raised Christian.
Probably.
Is it like that lady who wouldn't wear a mask in a store?
Oh, probably.
Maybe. Oh, did Drew tell you about the lady at Costco?
No, tell us.
Okay, so he went to
Costco.
He
might have last week, I'm not sure, but go for it.
I can't remember, but basically this lady, like, put the mask on, walked in, and then just, like, took it off.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Did she get in trouble?
Probably not.
That sucks.
I think you just
pointed
out.
Were you guys there?
Drew was there. I dare not venture into the Costco.
I understand. I made Renee go.
Yeah, I'm the store venturer because I pretty much always have gloves, at least 2 masks, and Clorox wipes in my car. So I'm just wearing those at all times, and every item I get out of a grocery store, I wipe down with a Clorox wipe.
Nice.
Which it's, and I'm being reasonably paranoid, I think, but there's still a part of me that feels like I need an N95. And I do have one, but I've had it for about a month now. The rubber bands are broken. They are not the original rubber bands anymore. I've had to bend the staples of the mask and then cram regular rubber bands into those staples and bend them back. So I'm not even sure how well it's working anymore. But all they're saying is, like, it's just to keep the particles from fucking flying everywhere. It's the particles you gotta worry about. So I need to let go of the idea that you don't need an N95, just something to cover the mouth. But N95s are comforting. I don't know what it is.
I think, you know, you have a pretty good immune system. I wouldn't be too worried.
As far as we know, actually, you know what? We did put my immune system to the test a few days ago. It wasn't a disease thing, no, but it was slightly related. I unknowingly ate my first bad can of sardines. You guys know I'm a fan of sardines.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I, within a half hour of me eating that can of sardines, I could tell something was not right. And I was in the bathroom for about 10 to 15 minutes with details I don't care to regale you with. I think that's for the best.
So you had mild food poisoning?
Yeah, yes. Definitely. But it was all over within, I'd say, 8 hours. It was a pretty quick process.
You went to work the next day.
Yeah, no big deal.
It's very efficient.
Yeah. So... come at me, Mr. Rona. What you gonna do?
Don't say that. You're gonna die of it.
What
now.
You gonna do when it comes for you?
Oh my God. Maybe we should ask the Ouija board.
Yes. Do you guys have one?
Yes.
Man, part of me, like, okay, so 50% of me.
You
really
always
wants
say
to
don't fuck with them.
Really wants to play with one. Okay, so 40,
Kersey says.
49% really wants to play with one. And then 51% of me never wants to look at one.
Same.
So,
like,
is it yours or Drew's?
We're married, so it's mutual property.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, like, who brought it?
Okay, so we bought it a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, were we even married? I don't think we were even married.
I don't think you guys were.
Did you buy it in a store?
Yeah, it's a Hasbro one.
Oh, it doesn't count them.
No?
I don't think so. I don't think you can summon a real ghost with a Hasbro Ouija board.
I think you can with any Ouija board.
Really?
Yes.
That's way too dangerous.
The demons
I know.
Care.
I don't. What Therese just said. I don't think they care.
Okay. Yeah.
As long as you're willing. You know.
So really, okay.
Okay. So when did you buy it? Like for Halloween?
Gosh. Yeah. It was just a long time ago. We're like, oh, haha. This would be so funny if we bought this. And like,
did you play with it?
Yeah. Me and Ben. Let me tell you the story. So
please tell me this story.
It was one of those times we went up to Andrew's and, you know, had a couple drinks, and Ben agreed to do it with me. And so nice. There we are on the floor doing the Ouija board, and it starts moving, and I'm freaking out and I'm giggling because, you know, and
that's
Ben, yeah. And Ben's freaking out and I'm like, are you moving it? And he's like, no, I'm not moving it. But like, I totally was convinced that he was moving it.
Right.
And for years,
course.
I believed that. And then we were talking about it one day, and he's like, no, I wasn't moving it.
What?
But I don't think it really went anywhere. I think it just kind of went random places. But maybe it just wasn't ready. I don't know. Or maybe we weren't taking it seriously.
That sounds potential, but it's still scary.
Yeah. So, like, that's the only time we've ever brought it out. And then we went over to Drew's parents, and Brad was like, no, actually, I went there with Henry. And he was trying to give me all this stuff. And he's like, oh, and here's this Ouija board. And being a dumbass, I brought it home into my house. And I don't know. I just kind of have a weird, like, vibe about it. Like, maybe that's me projecting. I don't know.
Sure.
I wanted to kind of reduce the amount of worry you should have towards it by being a Hasbro board, but the fact that demons don't care, that's a very valid point, which really kind of puts the spotlight on Hasbro here. Like, Hasbro, what are you doing? Why are you inviting all this darkness into the world? We should do something about that.
Do you remember if you got it at, like, Target?
It was probably Target.
Nice.
Why?
Target is complicit also.
I wonder who's selling this.
Wherever Hasbro sold.
Wait, do you want one now?
Oh, no. I would definitely... I would play with Therese.
All right. I think that's allowed, but supervision is required.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, at least one person...
Supervision by who? The Pope?
No, just a local bishop. No, I was thinking,
who calls himself a bishop?
Like, guys that want to be important. I don't know. There's like whole levels to it. There's cardinals, bishops,
clerics.
Those are
layers, Jerry.
Druids.
Druids.
No, I was just thinking in
Rabbis.
The event that. Okay, all right. In the event that we do play with a Ouija board again, at least one person in the room...
Wait, have you played with one?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've been in the same room as one. I don't remember what was said. I know that I accidentally walked on the Ouija board, but I was not in control of my actions.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Wait, you
No,
guys,
actually, I
You
wasn't.
Were in the same room with them?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was blitzed, though.
Yeah. Where was I?
Not
was this
there.
Before me?
Yeah. I think this was before you.
Yeah, it was before.
Damn, yeah, it was when we were all in the same area. I don't think Jared was there, because Jared would have definitely come up in this conversation.
Yeah, I don't think he was there.
Definitely.
But all I'm saying is, like, go ahead and play with a Ouija board, whatever. But Hasbro's inviting a lot of darkness into the world, and I think there should be at least one person in the room who does not touch the Ouija board, does not ask it anything. They are the demon observer. They're looking out for any fishy business happening in this room that might constitute a dark event.
Okay, so what you're saying is we should take a vote?
Yes.
You draw straws as to who's going to be the demon watcher. Absolutely.
Drew.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't see Drew playing with a Ouija board. He'd probably be like, Therese, you're going to have a complex after this. Like, shouldn't.
I can see Drew saying that.
Okay, so Drew is the demon watcher. He's volunteered implicitly, I think.
Okay, but first I think we should watch the I Am Zozo movie with them.
It's so bad,
though. It is
though.
So bad, but they have to see it.
Okay.
Is it about demons?
Yes.
It's about a specific demon supposedly named Zozo. That it's like the chief bad dude that always hangs around Ouija boards, and it does some shit to some teenagers. It's a student film. I got it off of the Pirate Bay after like 2 months of waiting for it. So I was not impressed with the fruits of my
bad,
labor. Yeah, it's a student film.
I think it's bad enough to watch.
Yeah, maybe. It's bad enough to watch while providing your own commentary while watching.
We should definitely do something like that.
There we go.
Sorry, I can't deal with these little earbuds that Drew gave me.
They aren't the build quality that you're used to in the studio, are they?
They are not.
Yeah. I understand. Are you passing the torch off to him?
Yeah, he's with Henry right now because he woke up and started crying. And
oh, no.
I've been with him all week.
I gotcha. Does Henry kind of pick between you guys of who he prefers to soothe him sometimes?
Yeah, it's like 100% me. I mean, he loves his dad, but dad's more for like fun and like doing stuff. And I'm more of the... All right,
Mom.
Let's chill and go to sleep.
Hey, somebody's got to do it. Come on, taking naps isn't too bad of a job, really. It's not that bad of a straw to draw.
Yeah. So, I feel like Renee wants to be the Ouija board watcher, since he brought it up.
Do you think Drew would play?
He might.
Or are they going to tag team Ouija board watcher?
I'd ride both sides of that fence. Why not?
I don't know. So why are you 49%? Are you 49% for or against it?
She's 49% for it.
Yeah, I'm 49% for it. Because it sounds so fun. Like, it's the possibility of talking to something, like, from a different world or plane. But then, like, 51% of me is terrified because it leaves such an open channel and you could bring anything over and that's kind of scary.
Exactly. And just what I was taught, and I don't know, I take this with a grain of salt, is that, you know, whatever you summon is going to be bad.
Right.
You know, like, yeah.
Can I ask you about one of your tweets that I don't know if you deleted it or not, so do you mind me asking you?
Go ahead.
You tweeted about being in a cult. What is that about?
Oh, my God. Well, just the church I was going to. I'd been there for years, and then our pastor started getting kind of kooky.
Uh-oh.
And he basically just, like, left when money stuff started happening, like... He basically just started going down his own path and started disregarding, like, the basic foundations. And he had, like, this really tight inner circle, and...
That's scary.
Those are the foundations of a cult.
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, he wasn't like, oh, like, sell all your belongings and, like, whatever... But it was just very weird. You know, like in the Christian religion. Huh?
I said I saw that and was just very interested.
Yeah, I deleted it just because, I don't know, I say things and I'm like, wow, you're weird.
You don't know who's watching.
Exactly.
Any cult member out there.
But so the foundations of, you know, the religion I was brought up in is there's heaven and hell and blah, blah, blah. And then he started being like, we're living in hell and everyone is going to go to heaven. So like super weird shit like that.
Well, that's a bit contradictory of him, because isn't it once you're in hell, you're fucking stuck? You don't get no chance of getting out?
Yeah. I mean, that's what they say. And they were just saying how, like, yeah, Earth is, like, hell on Earth. Or, I don't know. I didn't really pay attention because I was a teenager.
Right.
There yeah, you go. Like, you did your part by not processing his bullshit. So, good job.
Yeah, so I, that's when I really, like, stopped caring. But, yeah.
It's a good time to do it.
A lot of people left the church. There was, like, a whole bunch of people that took over. It was really weird.
That is weird.
A bunch of people with robes that cover their faces?
No. Oh, okay. And, like, now it's, like, a normal, like, church.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is it the one?
Did they fire him?
He kind of left, but I wonder if it was because of money stuff, you know?
Gotcha.
Is this the one where they have like a tiny stage and teens play instruments at the breaks? But oh shit, I went there once.
Wait, maybe that's a different one.
Eh, maybe it is. It was like on the back side of the high school pharmacy when it existed.
No.
Oh my gosh, no. You went there?
Once, not regularly. Just because, like, hey, you should go. It's youth group. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck is youth group? Oh, it's just church again. God damn it, I'm leaving. That's
youth
what
group
I did.
It was a lot of fun. Like, oh, yeah? We did play a lot of games and stuff, but then they would indoctrinate you as well. And that's when I made that tweet, I was just feeling very introspective.
Nice.
Reflecting on your past.
I have to say that half of my favorite Therese tweets you delete.
Yeah, because they're the most, like, insane.
No, I like them.
And then I just get really self-conscious and I'm like...
No, I do that too. It's okay.
Yeah,
see,
I like them too.
I've solved the problem by not tweeting.
The Invisible Man.
As invisible as possible, yeah, but I don't know, maybe that's gonna change. Maybe I need to stop being invisible, change some people's minds.
You made one tweet that was really funny.
Oh, I'm sure I've made at least one that was funny. I in particular enjoy my fun fact tweet. Actually, Kirsty, you helped me construct that one, if I remember right.
What fun fact?
This isn't the exact transcript of it, but pretty much whenever someone says fun fact, you know that funness of fact will vary depending on fact, person telling fact, or person receiving said fun fact.
True.
It's almost like you knew that. Not that you were like... saying the words as I was saying them. You held on to that for a long time.
Yeah.
That's cute. Memorizing my tweets. That's how you know this.
I don't memorize your tweets. We half wrote that together.
Yeah, we did.
You be
50% co-ownership.
I don't remember.
And really, it's true. I think I possess the magical ability of making basically any fact fun by being able to tell it in a silly way.
Your grandma's dead.
That's not, well,
fun fact.
Yeah, I don't think that?
That's gonna,
that would be so sad.
Shit. No, you told me your
especially
grandma was
dead. Especially
cuz I
don't have any grandmas anymore, so.
Yeah, how would that work?
Actually, I do. That's a lie.
Wait, what?
I do have, well, I
my
mean,
grandma.
Your grandma. Yeah, okay. Renee's grandma's.
Because
I could see her listening to this and being like, what? What?
Hang on, don't exclude
And I don't
me.
Want her to get upset because I love her.
Yeah, no, I'm bad with family trees, and I always forget. Oh, now the tree is just like bigger.
It
also,
is.
What the hell is a cousin once removed? I'm never gonna fucking get that, no matter how many times you tell me.
I have to look at a chart every time.
Okay. Do you keep that chart?
Just on me at all times.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's a good
Google.
Idea. Yeah, I just I have it
now
laminated
it.
In my wallet. Its name is Google. Yes. Can no longer do a Ross from Friends. What the hell is his last name? Ross Ulbricht? No. Ross.
What?
Geller? Geller?
Geller.
Geller.
Friends?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Just trying to think of names. It's your favorite part of the show where I try and think of someone's name and then I fail to do that and then I just make one up.
Well, you got this one, so good job, buddy.
I think Ross Ulbricht is like in a metal band or something like that. Who
you're
is
gonna
that?
You're going to look it up.
Ulbricht.
Oh my gosh.
He's a real guy. He came up in autocorrect. Ross Ulbricht is a convict. What? Ross Ulbricht is a convict best known for creating and operating the darknet market website Silk Road. Oh, yeah. He ran. It was an underground drug website.
Yikes.
Yeah. And he's going
How
to be.
How do you do that?
Very carefully, but in his case, not carefully enough.
Right.
And I think he's serving like 40 years, no parole. Oh, double life sentence plus 40 years without possibility of parole.
Wow.
So they were bad mad at him.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
people the ability, giving people the ability to sell drugs to each other is very frowned upon by the government, it seems.
Yeah, only they can sell it.
It's true.
Bro.
His online pseudonym was Dread Pirate Roberts. Kick
He's
ass.
He's dropping the truth.
Hell yeah. The truth was mushrooms.
I texted Drew and I asked him if he wanted to switch off. And he said, he's being needy. Go ahead.
Aww.
Well, the hour's not done yet, so he's got time to swap in if he wants to, but that does put a little pressure on you because you got to think of the closing statement when it happens.
That's so much pressure.
It's not
it's
a lot.
It's
going to
be something involving a Ouija board.
That's
Perfect.
Totally fine. Don't worry about it.
So we asked Drew, but we told Drew, but I don't think you were here for the conversation yet. We tried to go to Moulton Falls this last weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was no parking, like, at all. And so we went to the first falls that comes
Lucia?
Before. Yeah, it was really nice. You guys should go.
How far is the walk?
It's just a mile loop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not
but
bad.
They,
oh, my God.
They haven't. The one thing to watch out for is they have not designated if it's a one-way path or anything. So you will run into people walking the opposite way. And it does get wide in some parts, but there are some thin
Unless
parts
we
of the trail.
A sign.
I looked everywhere, man. I didn't see a goddamn thing. But look for a sign. Maybe they put one in the week.
Oh, yeah, that I've seen it.
Maybe they put a sign up there in the week
no,
that we haven't been there.
No, a sign that says which way, if it's like a one-way loop.
Because
if they made it a one-way loop, then it would be fine for social distancing because you could just wait. But like, it's such a small trail that if you're going opposite of other people, it's hard to get off of it.
Yeah, at some points it's probably 5 foot wide at the most.
Oh.
But it's still a really pretty trail. And
Absolutely.
It seemed like if you go the right way, like if you're driving a car, because at one point it splits off, it seemed like everybody else is going that direction. Mm-hmm. We were the only assholes going the opposite direction.
No. We saw a couple other people going the other way.
There was a couple of other assholes.
We'll get it right next time.
Oh, it looks like Drew might be coming back, because I noticed that he turned off the monitor. So he probably just didn't want the crying coming through on this end.
Oh.
But he turned it back on. Everything looks better.
Is it a video monitor?
Yeah, it doesn't record it. It's just like a
Okay. And it's point to point, right? You're not hooking it up to your Wi-Fi network.
Yeah, Drew specifically picked this one out because of that.
Good move. I know of one specific video instance where, what did they do? They, it was a baby video monitor connected to the internet with no password on it. So it's the parents' fault automatically. But what they decided to do was play the Sonic the Hedgehog theme over it at full blast and wake up the toddler.
What the hell?
Yeah. And the toddler ran out to grab the parents, and then the last thing you see in the video is the dad grabbing the camera and turning it off. Which, don't connect your fucking baby monitor to the internet. It's your own fucking fault, man.
Yeah, that person does not like their life if they have to make someone else's life miserable.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
Just secure your cameras and it won't happen. Just always be vigilant, I say. If you give people the opportunity to fuck with you, they will do it. That is just the nature of being a human being. But if you protect yourself...
Yeah, but people aren't doing that all the time. It's, you don't expect to buy a baby monitor and it, you know, gets hijacked by some douchebag.
Exactly.
Well, then there's got to be better education about that.
No, there needs to be people not doing that.
You're never going to stop people from doing that. That's the hacker way.
Yeah, they just need to engineer something better. Like,
yeah, if it's something that's secure by default.
Therese, what am I looking at this picture?
Okay, it looks kind of weird, but it's Drew Lane with Henry. I know, I'm looking at it and I'm like,
cute.
Oh, I can't really see it.
Does it look like an abstract painting if you don't know what it is?
It does.
Wait, is that Drew's face? Oh, I get it. Oh, I have to turn my head to do it, though.
Yeah, it makes his nose look crooked.
It does. I just saw that. I didn't see that before you said it. And honestly, I still didn't realize what it was until Renee said, oh, that's Drew's face. And now I know.
Drew's face well. I don't know.
Yes, I keep a detailed map of that. Just in case it changes.
I love his little bald head. That's so cute. Well, he has little hair, doesn't he?
He has some peach fuzz.
Yeah.
Nice. What color is it?
Red.
Yay!
Like, nice. Not as red as Renee's, but like my color, red.
Nice.
Hey, it might get there. You never know.
You sound hopeful.
I am hoping a little bit. But I also wanted to say, speaking of peach fuzz, I am currently doing a mustache attempt. And I do say attempt with extreme stress. Mainly the main reason I'm doing it is because Kirstie likes it so much. But it's not going to be a full Jack Sparrow, I can tell you right now.
Is that what you were going for?
I'm not really sure what I'm going for. Like, that's... A Jack Sparrow is, like, the most I could hope for, I think, in my life, but I don't think it is personally achievable at this time.
At this time, so you never know.
I think it looks good.
We'll see. I'm going to keep trying. We'll see what happens, but I think, like, 2.5 weeks might be the upper limit on it, and I can only mistake... food on the top of my lip so many times before it gets annoying.
Yeah, that's got to be a hard adjustment. You should look into, like, castor oil.
Castor oil? Does that... Yeah. What does it do?
It's supposed to promote hair growth. Like, they put it in chicks, like, eyelash serums. I don't know what it if it does anything for beards, though. I would definitely research that.
Do you eat it, or do you rub it on what you want to grow? What?
What are you rubbing it on?
My face, I assume?
Oh, okay.
What?
I just drooled on myself.
Also, fun fact, but castor oil, like pills, can also be used to stimulate labor.
Oh,
like to kick it off? That's weird.
Yeah, I didn't.
Did you try it?
No. I felt uncomfortable doing that.
Castor oil. I'm looking at
it. You can either like ingest it orally or insert it vaginally.
Ooh,
if you must
cool.
know.
Perfect.
Oh, it comes from beans.
Bees?
Beads. apparently there's a bean out there called a castor bean, and that's what it's made out of. Skin and hair care. It's a thing, cold process, it's a thing to anti-dandruff properties. Heh. I don't know if it will do me much good in the mustache department, but hey, I'll check it out. Why the hell not? Oh, is Drew back? You guys both want to close this out? We're coming right up on the end.
That's a great way to come back, Drew. Good job.
Oh, is there's a switch happening? I gotta wait until someone's on the other end before I can press play.
Hello.
Hey, are you guys both still here? I'm about to wrap it up.
Yeah, we're both still here. I can kneel.
Okay. Yay. I'll just do the thing that I normally do here. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you know we want you to, at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes, RSS, and Spotify are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the internet. I nominate you guys first.
Please first.
Well... the group is undecided on Ouija boards. That's all I have to say.
Well, no, we're willing to participate, but someone has to stand guard for demons.
Mm. I thought we're picking Salt. Straws.
We'll come up with a method of deciding later. It's not important.
Remember to spay and neuter your pets and weird relatives.
And your relatives.
Kirstie, you got
Wash
anything?
Wash your hands.
There you go, the classic one, until we're back in the studio again, I think. All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.
Plus.